This is your Group Quest Daily News, brought to you by Audible and all of our patrons, patreon.com/thegroupquest. Both links will be in the groupquest.com. They are there. In today's news, we have some Blizzard news, a bit of Activision, some Twitch news, and a lot of stuff from PlayStation. We start today with an interview that was with Ian Hizikatis and GamesBeat. Oh, and Sarah Wands was also there with Ian Hizikatis. And they went over a lot of stuff, including the 9.2 designs, some untested raid bosses so far. There's more account-wide progression and power beyond progression, and min-max mentally. Borrowed power and lessons learned in cross-faction guilds are still a possibility. This is found on wowhead.com, and they're trying to get a good deep dive into 9.2. So we shall see what happens here. But still, it looks like there's a pretty good talk. Sticking with Blizzard, Blizzard will remove rewards and kill credit from recent account sharing ban. This comes to us from MMOChampion.com, and the blue post does read, quote, "These people know it's more advantageous to get banned and continue on after getting help with Mage Tower. Strip the book from their accounts and in fact lock them forever out from being able to earn it again." It is worth noting that the subject line of this discussion thread is exactly what we intended to do. We don't consider it sufficient to issue a suspicion and then have the offender log back in with their ill-gotten gains intact. We'll remove both rewards and kill credits from any player who actioned for having their account piloted. Basically, no more cheating, people. Now, this comes to us from Destructoid.com. And, WoW players, you should still keep listening, because Call of Duty 2023 will be skipped. So, here is a quote coming from, I believe, Activision Blizzard. "We have an exciting slate of premium and free-to-play Call of Duty experiences for this year, next year, and beyond. Reports of anything otherwise are incorrect. We look forward to sharing more details when the time is right." And what they're saying is, according to the reports that they are receiving, is that Call of Duty will not be released in 2023. We shall see if that happens or not, but it may be a good idea to pause it. And I think people are happy about that. Now we go to Engadget.com for a couple of Twitch stories, starting with they're having a ad revenue program to help the payouts for revenue. Now, Twitch did launch an incentive program that they think they will guarantee select streamers a certain amount of ad revenue per month. So this is what's written on the Twitch site. Quote, "Having a reliable floor of ad revenue should be able you to better plan for the future, whatever that may look like. We hope it is an important step towards empowering creators." Because they're saying this because some of the streamers have had trouble getting their payouts. So we shall see indeed what happens. Indeed, we shall see what happens there. Now, talking about Twitch, this comes to us from Eurogamer. And Twitch streaming, we know, is on PlayStation, right? And of course you could stream from your PC, but what about your Xbox? Well, the last Xbox had an update, and people got to see the Twitch icon on their Xbox. So all you have to do, if you have an account, let's just log in, and then you will see on your screen, you can go live now, and you will have the stream name, microphone, camera, and more options and all that stuff. So to me, this is good for Twitch, and Xbox had to do something because what they had did not work, simply put. But now we go to PlayStation, and there's a lot of PlayStation news here. PlayStation Plus has 4 games for March, including Ghost Runner. This comes to us from Becca to Destructoid.com. And the games are Ghost of Tsushima Legend, Sonic Racing, Ark, the regular Ghost Runner, I should say, and Ghost Runner Legend. So it's still 4. Only Ghost Runner goes to PlayStation 5. The rest go to PlayStation 4, and Legends go to both PS5 and PS4. Ark goes to 4. Okay. Maybe a little confusing, but I think you get it. Anyway, now we go to DualShockers.com, and PlayStation State of Play will featuring Hogwarts Legacy. At least that's the rumor anyway. We'll see what happens, but Hogwarts is really, possibly really good. We shall see what happens there, but this is where a lot of the excitement's going to be for PlayStation right now. So we shall see what happens here. And the rest goes to GameSpot.com. There's a new PlayStation store sale, and there's a lot of different deals there, like Bloodborne, Earth Defense Force, Iron Rain, Final Fantasy 9, God 83, Monster Hunter World, a lot of different stuff, Soul Calibur 6, just a lot of different sales there, and those are some of the best deals that they have, but there's a lot of deals on the store right now, so got a PlayStation, go check out the deals, and I bet there's some other games and other consoles too that would have sales, probably maybe Steam as well. Anyway, you can find me on Twitter at Joe Brums, and you can find also stackup.org as well. And you can also check out thedawnforge.com. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news. No Bobby Kotick today. Damn. Go get your game on. Thank you.